This is Life Change Weekend. Welcome to Dino Padron Ministries interview program, which highlights the life-changing message of Jesus Christ in action. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 states, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And now, to introduce his guest, here's Dr. Dino Padron.
You're listening in to Life Change Weekend, and this is Dina Padron chatting with you. I'm so glad you're listening in, and we come to you with Life Change Weekend every Saturday and Sunday here over the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation Network, and I am really delighted to have with us today a man that God is greatly using in his field of ministry. Dr. Doug Blank is with us today. Dr. Blank is the interim president of Davis College. Back years ago, too many than I'd want to admit to, I went to Practical Bible Training School that became then Davis College, and now it is Davis College that God is using in a great way. And Dr. Blank, it is a joy to have you on. I think you've been the interim president for 2.5 years. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
And tell us a little bit about your own background. I know you have ministry up in the northeast part of New York State. And tell us a little bit about your educational background and where you come from.
Well, I still consider myself to be a young man, but I'm into 4 decades of ministry now, actually. So I have been involved in local church work, pastoral ministry. I have a mission agency that's based in Poland, has been for about 30 years. So I do a lot of international work, primarily that is in Poland, evangelizing young people. I have a publishing house there. Also, we actually bought a facility from the Albany, New York Diocese, which is a church building proper, a chapel, and then next door to it is a gymnasium and a 4-lane bowling alley, if you can imagine. So our family is outfitting that for outreach to our community. So we're involved in local evangelism and outreach as well. In our county, which is Fulton County, New York, just the foothills of the Adirondacks.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, tell us a little bit about your academic background, too, if you would.
Academics, wow, sure. That's been a lifelong journey as well. I started at the Criswell College, which is a Bible college in Dallas, Texas, which was founded by W.A. Criswell. He actually handed me my diploma when I graduated back in the 1980s. I went from there to Liberty University, did some graduate work there, and then I went on to get my PhD. This is in the United Kingdom at Trinity St. David. This is in Wales. It's the third oldest, next to Oxford and Cambridge in the UK. So I've had a bit of, we won't go with the other honorary degrees, but that's my academic background.
God has used you in all of that way. Let's talk a little bit about the challenges now that exist in the Northeast and how Davis College is trying to meet them. I know that academia and education is very much a part of your heart, and you have a great desire to see what God may be doing in young people's lives. One of the joys I have at my age now is to look back and to see so many young people who send me notes and contact me and talk about the difference that was made through something that happened at the college or in some school, and you're beginning to experience that as well, but still there are these great challenges. So if you would, Doug, just talk a little bit about some of the challenges that exist, and then we're going to talk about how Davis College is going to, I think, help a lot of people.
Yeah, I might preface that with an overview of the college itself and some of its programs, and then segue into that question, if that'd be all right. Of course, for those of the listeners that aren't aware, there are many Christian liberal arts colleges that offer a full range of academic disciplines, and Davis College has strategically been limited to the Bible, and I should say limited in the sense of focused on training men and women for ministry, Bible-based ministry. So the school was founded in 1900 as you said, although I'm not going to put you all the way back to 1900, but as you rightly said, Practical Bible Training School. It's now Davis College, of course, named after its founder, John A. Davis. So the college offers accredited programs. It offers a one-year Bible certificate, and you're going to take courses like the Pentateuch, which is, of course, more than one book of the Bible. Pentateuch, letter prophets, former prophets, Pauline epistles. And one of the wonderful things about Davis College is where some schools you're going to study an elective, which may be a book of the Bible here and there. But at Davis College, you're literally going to study the entire Bible book by book. I think that's amazing. But you can begin with a one-year Bible certificate. We offer an associate's degree in Bible and theology. We offer a three-year diploma in the Bible, and then the four-year bachelor in religious education. You might think, well, that's a strange-sounding degree. It's not a bachelor of arts. It's not a bachelor of science. It's a bachelor of religious education. But keep in mind that we're strategically focused on teaching our students the Bible, and a Bachelor of Religious Education degree, fully accredited degree, but it allows us to pack it with much more Bible ministry and just a little bit less liberal arts. So it is focused that way. Our bachelor's degree come in with emphases on youth, missions, organizational leadership, counseling, TESOL, if you're interested in teaching English as a second language. That's a great ministry, by the way. There's Christian ministries is another emphasis that we have in pastoral studies. Our programs delivered to students. Well, students can study in residence on campus. They can study online. They can also study at one of our 11 teaching locations. We have locations which are Christian schools, so high school students can become duly enrolled with Davis and their own school. We have adult learning teaching locations, but for most of the listeners that are on the program today, it's going to be either residential programs, sending their kids to a residential program on campus or online. Davis College is, speaking of on campus, we're seeking to relocate from our former main campus location, Johnson City, New York, to a beautiful and state-of-the-art Word of Life Bible Institute campus in Pottersville, New York. If you're not familiar with New York State, this is upstate New York, but then it's really upstate. It's up in the Adirondacks. Beautiful, beautiful campus in a beautiful spot here in the Northeast United States. So for parents, you say, well, what's this partnership with Word of Life moving the campus there? What's that going to entail? For any parents that are listening today with high school students, it's an amazing opportunity to send your kids to Word of Life for 2 years for their two-year Bible Institute program, and then they can finish two more years and actually have their bachelor's degree, earning it there on the campus, which would be both Davis and Word of Life occupying this campus in Pottersville, New York. And that while we're awaiting approval, we have a teaching site, an extension site here. So that all of this is for your benefit now. So Davis College takes what I would call the MAP approach. We focus on what is missional, affordable, and practical. It's part of our founder's original name for the institution. So missional, affordable, practical. And that really means that we want students that are going to receive an education that is centered on the head, the heart, and the hands. Now, that's not unique, but it is novel. So we want them to get a great academics, you know, for their head. We want them to grow spiritually with an emphasis on their heart. We want them to have good ministry training with an emphasis on their hands. And if I could just say, for those that might be thinking, well, how can I learn more about Davis College? The website is very simple, but I caution you against just Googling Davis College, because I believe there's another Davis College in Ohio. I don't want you to get confused. But just type in davisny.edu, davisny.edu. When that homepage pulls up, you'll see two buttons at the top. One will be the button to apply. You may not be at that point yet, but there's another button on the right-hand side that says request information. So you can peruse the website. And if you find yourself needing more information, you can request it. Alternatively, there's a 877 number, 1-877-949-3248, 877-949-3248. Let me say something about, Dr. Padron had mentioned the challenges then of the Northeast United States. I think, as you know, demographically in the United States, just in general, there's a decline in Christianity, and there's a corresponding rise in what is called the nuns or the non-affiliated. And that gap, there used to be a huge chasm between the percentage of Christians in the United States and the percentage of non-affiliated, which would be atheist, agnostics, and then, you know, a smattering of people that just say, well, you know, I'm not sure what I am, but I'm just not a churchgoer. And that used to be a pretty huge gap, but now that gap is narrowing, and it's probably going to be 50-50 before too long, maybe in another decade here in the United States. But the Northeast United States is the least Bible-minded. It's the least reached or the least evangelical in the United States. And it's the most unchurched in the USA. For example, if we had listeners from the Bible Belt in the South, so Dr. Padron makes his home in Florida now, and I think he'd agree. Down in Florida, this is if you don't have any experience up in the Northeast, you're thinking that can't be. You know, I can't imagine in the United States where if you have churches on every street corner, when you go to church, the place is packed. You can't imagine really what's going on in the Northeast for listeners that are here in the, let's say, in the southern tier of New York State and such. I think you can get a grasp about this. But if you look at some of the Barna research group polling, if you look at Pew Research, for example, you're going to see some pretty shocking demographics. So Davis is really determined to be a leader in pushing back on these demographic trends. I mentioned the Christian population in the United States. So if you just go back to like the year 2000, and the older I get, that's not a long ways back, you know. So this is a recent trend that is worsening. But back in 2000, roughly 8 out of 10 Americans would, you know, check that box, I'm a Christian. So about 78%. And within a 10-year block, that decreased to about 65%. You know, maybe among the listeners, they might be thinking, well, if I had to guess what the percentage of Christians would be in the United States, it certainly would be higher than 65%. You might think that. But nonetheless, that statistic is probably even lower now. It's hard to believe. But then I mentioned there's a corresponding incline and a rise in the nuns or the none of the above. If you had to check off, you know, which faith group are you? Do you go to church or not? I'd say, well, none of the above. That's gone in the same period of time, which let's say the last 20 years, from 16% to 26%. So that's getting pretty close to 30. We're getting towards, you know, a 60-40 split, and that gap is not reversing itself. So Davis is partnering strategically now with ministries like Word of Life, for example, but not only Word of Life, but partnering strategically now with ministries to re-evangelize the Northeast United States. I mentioned a moment ago, just myself, my wife personally, you know, having purchased a facility to do just that in our county, where 8 out of 10 would be the nuns. The none of the above, and less than 1% is evangelical. But that statistic is all over the Northeast.
It really is. And, you know, I know the work up there in the Northeast that you have going on is tremendous. And you have really articulated for us what the need is here in our state. I still call this our state because I come up here a lot and still do a lot of ministry up here, even though I'm living in Florida. But this is the place for evangelism, and you have articulated that so very, very well. You're listening into Life Change Weekend, and I'm so glad you're listening to the program today. And we're talking to Dr. Doug Blank, who is the interim president of Davis College, a school that I love, a school that I'm very delighted that God has used through the many, many years. Yeah, I was thinking, Doug, when you're talking about when the school began, I was one time speaking in a church. And I had mentioned the fact that school began in the year 1900, and a little boy came up to me afterwards, and he asked me if I was the founder. Well, obviously, I was not the founder, but John Davis was the founder, a great evangelist that God used in just a marvelous way. Doug, I'd like to have you in just a few moments now, if you would kind of talk about, tell our audience about this Excel program that you've been sharing. I think this is something that many churches and many pastors and schools would be very interested in. And maybe in the next 3 minutes, if you could kind of give us how that program works. I think it's an excellent program that many may want to jump into.
Right. So this is really just a new innovative twist on our already existing online program. And I think most of the listeners would be aware of online education. If they haven't, at least they're aware of the term or the idea that you don't study in residence at a brick and mortar school, but that you actually can open up your computer, you can log in and study with equal and receive equal credential as those that sit in the classroom. You get the same degree, the same courses, the same instruction, though delivered differently. So I think people can grasp the online style or delivery of education. Now, when we say Excel, and this is a program that we've named, you know, Excel in your studies, however you want to understand that, but it is a slight change, not so much in the delivery, but to how students can experience online education. So rather than you as one student in one location accessing your course online, we're really looking at a cohort base. Now, that's one of those strange higher ed terms, but a cohort, which means a group. So this is a kind of a group intended or a group outcome type of approach to education. And we're centering this on local churches, or maybe it's ministries. We have a camp ministry now that's sort of interested in training their workers using this Excel program. So it's not just local churches. But because we are have degree granting privileges in the state of New York Department of Education, we're duly accredited, we can offer this through our online program in 49 states across the United States. But you say, what about me? What about my church? So we're thinking about local churches. We're thinking about a way that Davis College can help that pastor and help that local church is reinvigorate. Now, this life change, right? So how can we look at our community in terms of training workers within that local church, a cohort or group of workers within that local church that can help transform then that community? I just think it's an awesome impetus for revival in local communities. And we literally need this all across the Northeast. Well, how does it work? Well, in essence, we're looking for a local church, pastor, some decision maker within the local church to contact the school and say, hey, we're interested in having a group in our local church that can be trained. So what we have selected is our 1 year Bible certificate as a 10-course group-based model that you don't need to have, you don't need to have a teacher in your local church. It's not like the pastor has to do all the heavy lifting. We do all the heavy lifting. We supply the faculty through our online platform, our online instructional model. So everything is delivered to you. And it's designed to be completed full time in 1 year. And so this is two courses per term, 5 terms. So one in the summer, 2 8-week terms in the fall, 2 8-week terms in the spring. And you've got 1 year of college, if you want to look at it that way, but you have your 1 year Bible certificate fully accredited, earned in one calendar year. And that also, by the way, can be a base if you say, well, what if I want to break from the group, or what if we're not doing the group thing anymore, and I myself would like to go on and get the associate's degree from Davis, the bachelor's degree, can I do that? You absolutely can. It is designed to seamlessly flow into our other programs. There's no discontinuity or difference that's going to say, well, Sometimes when you transfer into a different school or you transfer into a different program, you lose some credits. Not with this. So you will be joining with students who are in our online program, and you're going to get excellent professors that we have in our online program. You're going to be taking, again, courses like ethics, worldview, the Pentateuch, letter prophets, Acts, and Romans, hermeneutics, you know, how do I interpret the Bible? All of these in a pretty packed one-year program. And the end out, you're going to be better equipped to handle your Bible, more confident to witness to a friend. You're going to be more able to serve your local church and your pastor. You're going to be more influential for God in your community. And you say, well, what about the price? So we're really shooting for free. That's shocking, right? But this is what we're really shooting for. We have it at $199 a course now, but depending on the student's ability to get financial aid, we can see just how low we can offer this. What we're saying is, if you remember, missional, affordable, practical, the MAP approach, we really want our programs to be affordable because we really believe they are life-changing programs. So all the more reason, if you even have a thought in your mind, if you're a pastor listening, or this is something you want to share with your pastor, all the more reason to type in davisny.edu, call us at 877-949-3248. Talk to an admissions counselor. Get more information about Excel. I think it's just an exciting and timely program.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So if a pastor wants to have this kind of a program, he should contact the college, correct?
And that's then, correct.
Okay. Now, can somebody do this outside of their church?
Well, they have to do it in a group. This is designed for a group, not for an individual.
So if there's a group that wants to do this, they can do it as a group outside the church. Is that correct?
Well, it's not tied to a physical location.
Okay. So who do they call to get the information, and how do they get through on this? This is an excellent program, Doug.
Yeah. So the telephone number again is 1-877-949-3248, 877-949-3248, and they can ask for the admissions counselor.
Okay.
Ask for the admissions counselor, and you get all the information. We have a small staff, but they are ready to serve, and we can put you in contact. If it's a pastor, whomever, we can put you in contact with the director of the program, which happens to be Dr. Padron's daughter. So that would be a wonderful conversation to have.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I really wanted our listeners to hear about this. And I'm hoping there are pastors right now that are getting interested in this kind of a program. Dr. Blank had mentioned today about the whole idea of the need for the Bible, the Word of God, and so many of our interviews that we've been having recently are calling us back to the Word of God, talking about revival and what God can do in our lives. And so it would be wonderful for a pastor. I think if I were a pastor today, I would certainly seek this out to see if it can't work into my church. So thank you so much for being on here today, Doug. You're a good friend, and I appreciate all the things that you have shared today. I want you to know I and many of our listeners pray for you and the college on a regular basis, and we really want to see the Lord do a great work there at Davis. And this is a very unique approach to education. And I think there's a lot more of these kind of things that are going to be developed through the years. And I so often think pastors are the key to so much of what we do. So pastors, again, go to that number. It's 877-949-3248 and get hold of the people there. And again, Dr. Doug Blank, thank you for being on. He is the interim president of Davis College, the oldest Bible college in this part of the world. It's one of the oldest Bible colleges in the nation. You're listening in to Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padrone chatting with you. I'm so glad you've been listening in. And every weekend we come to you with someone whose life has been changed, or they have some kind of a life-changing message that we need to hear about. And today it's been the life-changing message that is provided by an institution that has been around for well over 100 years, Davis College. So we're delighted that we've had this opportunity to be able to do this today. I do encourage you to join us every Monday through Friday to our Bible study. Then on the weekend edition, of course, we have the situation talking about what God is doing to the lives and people. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend. I'm so glad you've been listening in to Life Change Weekend.
Life Change Weekend is a listener-supported production of Dino Padrone Ministries. To join with DPM's mission of helping individuals grow their faith, visit DinoPadroneMinistries.org. And don't miss Life Change Today, Dr. Padrone's weekday Bible study. Check local listings for details.